from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Good to be with you. All right, let's get to this. Let's see if these stereotypes. I'm not big into stereotypes. I like to, take each
other. Not on camera. It's a nonstop slew. Nonstop slew once these mics get turned off, everybody. Sean on any and every group that you can imagine, just weighing everything except Irish and Irish American Notre Dame grads. Sean's got.
There's at least five people taking you seriously right now. That's a scary thing.
Well, those people. Yeah. those ones you're always railing against. Yeah,
the Lithuanians. I didn't say that. Was you saying those people.
Right.
So there's this. This was pretty funny. It popped up on my feed earlier this week. It's a perfect topic for a Wednesday. The woman's name is, young lady's name is Kelsey Kingston. And best I can tell from her Instagram account, literally, you know how you go to people's Instagram homepages, Seth, and they have the thumbnails there? And more often than not, the thumbnails all look different. Like, oh, that's a picture there. You can tell they're at a game. Oh, they're doing a selfie video. Like, but hers are literally just dozens and dozens of the same shot. It's her selfie style. And best I can tell from clicking on a few of them, she gives like some dating advice or advice on how to, you know, how to woo a woman and things like that.
How to deal with gypsies. Is that one of your favorite topics? Yeah.
Okay. That actually would be an interesting topic. So this one was I'll let her talk about it here. She's got how you can tell it's basically, Kelsey, you take it away here. It has to do with fan bases in the NFL.
I can immediately tell how a guy will be based off his NFL team, and some of them I would completely avoid altogether. The Philadelphia Eagles, I could just tell you're going to be a total douche and the most ignorant person I've ever met in my life. I've never once had a good encounter with somebody that's an Eagles fan, and for a good reason. Their city is known for being negative to literally everybody and rubs off on everyone that lives there, too. If you're an Eagles fan, I try my best to avoid you because I know if I don't, I'm in for a nightmare, and I would not be able to handle that.
Okay. So do you agree with her assessment of Eagle fans, at the risk of stereotyping like I do?
I've had fans, I've got friends who are Eagles fans. I've had them to my house for dinner, so I couldn't possibly be stereotyping when I say, yeah, she's pretty accurate. Yeah. That's about right. Yeah. In total. Yeah. Yeah. That's about it.
I can say that.
The rare exception, it was like, well, that guy's different. He's not an Eagles fan. Just serves to prove the stereotype correct that, most Eagles fans are like that.
I can say this because I'm one half Eagles fan. My mom was a native Philadelphian. She's pretty accurate. I'm allowed to talk about my own people like that. I think she's pretty accurate with that.
I like this approach we're taking to this.
So it's okay for me to say that. It's not okay.
All right. She's kind of on the nose.
I think she is. Yeah. Like a lot of my Philly side of the family, very abrasive. Yeah, I would say so. All right. Now, here's one I think we can all agree on. Let's see what she has to say about Cowboy fans.
The Dallas Cowboys. I know you're delusional when it comes to anything in life. You could be the nicest person on the planet, but as soon as you tell me you're a Cowboys fan, all of that gets thrown out the window, and that's when the delusion starts to set in. You're the type of person who's really good at the talking stage, but as soon as a relationship gets brought up, you're a ghost and completely disappear. Not every year is your year to win the Super Bowl, so let's tone it back a little. The chances of you guys getting a girl that's good for you is as close as you guys winning a second round playoff game. Close to zero, let's be real here.
Oh, okay.
Delusional is about right. CJ Stroud would agree with her.
Yes.
As he's told Micah Parsons, as Micah Parsons was arguing that the NFC East was one of the best divisions in football somehow, he's like, you're a Cowboy. You're naturally delusional.
We need to revisit that. That clip popped up on my timeline last week, and it is so fun to watch CJ try to argue with Micah because, like, you can tell CJ's like, I can't even argue with this guy because he's so illogical about
it. He's just going to spit out things that make no sense.
No sense.
He brought up preseason rankings from 2023.
Yes.
Somehow that was relevant.
Yeah.
Micah Parsons did. Yeah, there's a delusion. This is the year where I think that Cowboys fans first confronted their own delusions.
Mm-hmm.
And I credit to Jerry Jones. He pulled off the fraud for 30 years, you know, since they last went to a Super Bowl or an NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
That they're realizing, like, oh, wait, it's been 30 years already that this team can show so much promise in the regular season, but they suck in the postseason. What the hell are we? They've deluded themselves again now that Dak Prescott has his contract. But yeah, delusional is, she's definitely accurate on that.
I think so too. And I don't feel any sort of way about agreeing with her. I think she's right.
She'd be on a date with a Cowboys fan, and the Cowboys fan would be going on nonstop about what a stud his father was back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're really lucky to be going out with me because my father really slayed the ladies back in the 1970s. Yeah, it was pretty impressive back in the 90s.
That's good. All right, let's see what she has.
Can I say one thing, though, too?
Sure, yeah,
My
yeah.
God, this voice is annoying the hell out of me.
It is. It almost makes me wonder if she's AI, you know?
Well, no, there's this, like, social media thing that the kids have where it's almost like a monotone vocal fry delivery and just, like, delivering the jokes at a really rapid pace. People respond to it.
Yeah.
I'm an old man when it comes to it. It doesn't do it for me.
It's all chop cuts in the video,
yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah, I don't mind the chop cuts, but it's just like the extreme monotone.
Yeah.
It's like a broadcast, somebody from the vaunted Syracuse Broadcasting School would say this young lady's never going to make it. Meanwhile, she's probably making $1 million a year. But it's not my thing. I can't get with it, but it people do respond to
You can do two more, though, right? You got two
oh,
more?
Oh, yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, good, good. Okay, let's do what does she have to say about you, the Houston Texan fan?
The Houston Texans. Now, for the best team in Texas, they are a complete 180 of everything I just said a Cowboys fan is. They're loyal to their team, even in rough times, and will be loyal to the girl they're talking to, even when tension starts to flare up. They're humble people who really have everybody's best interest when it comes to the future. And I know I can count on these guys to get stuff done when it needs to be done. They really are the definition of Southern hospitality and are some of the nicest people, so keep being you if you're a Texans fan.
Yeah, I don't know, Seth. She
All
sounds
right.
mellifluous to me.
Did she do positive? Yeah, I do like her delivery. She's, there's a certain charm to it.
Something about just that last 15 seconds that I heard just sounded really, really nice.
There's a certain blend of, there's a genuine quality to it.
Yeah.
And yet also, at the same time, an analytical, just an accuracy that it's hard to come
Incisiveness,
by. Yeah, God bless
I
her.
Think. Yeah, yeah.
Did she say positive things like that about any other fan base?
Well, let's see. There is
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No on the Eagles, no on the Cowboys, yes on the Texans. Let's do one more. Buffalo.
And frankly, though, Sean, it made us sound a little bit like simps. I don't know.
A little
know.
Soft,
like,
yeah. A little
yeah,
soft.
Yeah, yeah. So this sounds like a guy you could trample all over. I don't trust. I like that she said all those things, but I don't want my nephew dating her, okay?
Yeah.
It feels like she's gonna have a lot of platonic male friends.
Right.
That, I had to spend the night at his house, but it was cool. We just cuddled. Yeah,
no,
okay.
I'm getting a text from Amy here in, like, 18 seconds about that assessment of Texan fans. Last one. Buffalo Bills. Seth, you'll like this one. You've got family members who are Buffalo Bills fans. Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
the Buffalo Bills. These types of fans are the craziest people I've ever met in my life. They'll do things straight out of a movie, like jump through a table from some sort of high elevated surface just to solely support their team. Hate to break it to you, but that's not gonna help win a game. They'll reach new heights in all types of ways, and I even know some people who would sell their kidney just to see their team win a Super Bowl. I mean, if it works, it works, even though it hasn't ever since the GOAT Patrick Mahomes stepped into the league.
Okay, so yeah. Nothing really there, though, about what they'd be like to date. Like, yeah, we know they jump off tables. I would say they're probably, you know, like they're crazy. They do crazy things. They're probably generous lovers, you know?
No, it sounds like, honestly, the way she described it, it sounds like the Texans are the boyfriend.
Yeah.
But the Bills fans are the guy that, his mom is sick, so I'm going to go stay with him for the weekend to support him. So why are you reading into this? Why? What the hell? What does this say about you, Texans fans, that you're jealous of me going to hang out with my ex-boyfriend?
Would you rather she said the things about Bills fans? Would you rather she have said those things about us as Texan fans? Like,
yeah, because then we sound a little bit more like the bad boy.
I think so too. All right, Kelsey Kingston, there you go. I may have to go watch some of her
videos. How many followers does she have on Instagram?
Not as many as you'd think based on us playing this. I think like 30,000.
All right, she's not making $1 million.
We probably just got her at least three more followers. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
If you want to follow somebody on Instagram, follow Figgy. He puts out relevant Texan stuff.
Figgy's good, man. Yeah. He's really good. All right, into the 8 o'clock hour we go. Let's take inventory of week one in the NFL here, and it's not just the Texans. You don't ever tell me that the NFL is not the best reality TV show. These are all the things that have happened, and we are 1 week into the season. That is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.